Homosexuality has been illegal in Ghana since 1960, but the law has rarely been enforced. So imagine what it must be like to be a member of Ghana's LGBTQ+ community right now, knowing that your parliament is considering a new law that will criminalize anyone who isn't a heterosexual and give the state sweeping powers to convict. Or imagine being a Ghanaian journalist, knowing that if this bill is passed and your reporting is construed as sympathetic to gay, lesbian, or trans people, you could go to jail for 10 years. So who would propose such a law, and why?
My name is Samuel Nate George, one of 8 members of parliament who is sponsoring a bill on the promotion of proper Ghanaian family values and human sexual rights. And let's make it clear, this bill was as a response to the provocation from the LGBTQ community.
The provocation that Sam George speaks of came last year when news broke that an LGBTQ+ centre had opened in the Ghanaian capital, Accra. What followed in the media was a kind of homophobic overdrive. Journalists, along with anti-LGBTQ+ campaigners, demanded the centre's closure. Within a month, the police shut it down.
Fantastic decision. I'm a happy man.
Later that day, one broadcaster reported that the police had found 2 men in the building having sex, which the centre called an outright lie and just another example of homophobic misinformation in the Ghanaian media.
I am Ebenezer Piga and I'm the founder and director of Rightify Ghana, which is a human rights organization in Ghana. We have been documenting how the media are promoting homophobia. We have seen newspapers make sham investigative reports where they claim that LGBT organizations are recruiting students with laptops which have pre-installed porn. We also have media promoting disinformation on HIV, which is being used by the anti-LGBT coalition to promote their bill.
8 out of 10 people who have got HIV/AIDS in Ghana pick it through gay or bisexual activity.
We even have journalists against LGBT whom have formed a group to promote homophobia. Last year, their convener said on air that they were going to show the homes where LGBT people stay.
The journalist you just heard is Isaac Boma. We gave him the opportunity to explain why he'd create a group called Journalists Against LGBT. Initially, he responded, but after that, he didn't get back to us. What I also wanted was Boma's response to the allegation that he is affiliated to an ultra-conservative evangelical group in the US called the World Congress of Families. The World Congress of Families is a Christian, anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage organization that has been going around the world trying to recruit people and institutions into its ideology.
The World Congress of Families is determined to fight for the natural family. We are building armies in all the major cities across the world to witness to the truth that natural family is the foundation for society.
In 2019, its members arrived in Accra, and the theory is they brought the idea for this bill with them.
My name is Kapia Kaoma, and I am a priest in the Anglican or Episcopal Church. Part of my work involves doing research on the rising hatred of LGBTQI persons in Africa. I have seen it in Uganda. I have seen it in Kenya. It's the same game in Nigeria. And what is interesting in all this, what we are seeing in Ghana, are the same players.
Kaoma was one of the first academics to expose the link between anti-gay evangelical groups in the US and rising levels of homophobia in African politics. He says that evangelical groups like the World Congress of Families target African countries because of their rapidly growing Christian populations. He also says that they tend to come in with a media strategy.
The strategy was to take control of not just policy makers. We need to get journalists who are going to agree with us. And one reason for that is, if you control the media, you win the battle.
There is no shortage of homophobic journalists in Ghana. The proponents of this bill are going after the few journalists who aren't. On June 7th, an LGBTQ+ activist was interviewed on Joy FM. He spoke about his activism, addressed some of the misinformation about the LGBTQ+ community, and also discussed Gay Pride Month.
Opportunity to create awareness on the struggles of the LGBTQ persons.
Afterwards, the Ghanaian MP, Sam George, who is sponsoring this bill, came on the air. He told the journalists on Joy FM that if this bill had been in effect, they would have been prosecuted.
Because you spent the last 10 minutes aiding the advocacy of a criminal act in Ghana.
Clauses 12 and 13 of the proposed law prohibit journalists from producing coverage that is seen as promotion, advocacy, or support of homosexuality. The terms are fairly broad, so I asked Sam George what would be deemed illegal were his law to pass.
If you were doing a piece, for example, that seeks to push into the Ghanaian media space that it is an acceptable way of life for people to have sex in an unnatural manner, that will be you producing promotional material. For if you were to do a piece that seeks to highlight the glitz and glamour, as they put it, of unnatural sex, that will be promotional material. But if you were doing...
Mr. George, I listened to you giving an interview on June 7th where a journalist who had just had an LGBT activist on the air, you said to that journalist, if this bill was in effect, then you would be prosecuted. So that wasn't promotion of LGBTQ issues. That was just a journalist doing their job.
Yes, I made those comments because in that interview, they went ahead and asked the gentleman who claims to be a promoter of LGBTQ activities in Ghana what Gay Pride Month is all about. That she asked him to outline his programs for the year, spoke about his Facebook page, and asked him how people could reach out to his group. And that's why I said, now you had gone into the promotion of an activity. So long as Parliament has criminalized their activities now, you can no longer give them a platform and you can no longer push their activities. That is not to say the media doesn't report on their activities. The media, whenever there are instances of political violence...
Let me understand that correctly. You can report on their activities, but you cannot give anybody a platform. Is that what you're saying?
You can't give them a platform to come and promote their activities. They're two different things. The punishment for advocacy is higher than the punishment for the act. If you're found guilty of any of the acts that are criminalized, you face 3 to 5 years. But if you're found guilty of advocacy, your possible jail term is 5 to 10 years. So it tells you what this bill is responding to.
Sam George denies any backing from the World Congress of Families, but he is using the same playbook. He and the forces behind this bill know that by targeting what they call advocacy, voices and perspectives from Ghana's queer community will be silenced, and their representation, their story, will be left to the homophobes in Ghana's media.
The entire LGBT coalition has on countless radio interviews said that people's sexual orientation can be repaired. So we have men whom, because of what they have heard on radio, think that they can repair lesbians' sexual orientation. So we have some lesbians who are being raped.
The voice that the LGBTQ persons in Ghana have is from objective journalists. And if that is taken away, when people lie about LGBTQ persons as raping kids and destroying families, they are creating an atmosphere where communities will start going after LGBT persons, and nobody will talk about it.